Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jake.
And this is
We Trust the Process,
a podcast where us, a married couple, watch The Bachelorette or Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise. And
we chat about it afterwards and we recapitulate what happened.
We recapitulate it.
That's not the right. That's not what recap is it?
Well, I don't know. Jordan would probably think that it is the same thing.
Yeah, so we'll go with it.
He's very good at wording.
He's a worder.
Big time worder.
Yep.
So we start off the episode.
How about before that? How are you feeling this evening?
Oh, hey, I'm doing good. A little hot.
Oh, yeah. I feel very pampered. I've done my Himalayan charcoal refreshing mask.
Yep, me too. My skin feels good on my face.
Yeah. I guess I should do a whole body mask.
I feel like I need a whole body mask because I applied sunscreen to my legs and arms earlier today and it's still there.
Ooh, yeah. It feels terrible.
I don't like it.
I feel so closed in.
I do too.
Except for on my face.
Which is radiant.
Oh my gosh.
And so full of life.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah. That Himalayan salt mask. It's from the body shop. I like it. It's kind of like putting like concrete clay on your face.
That feels like icy hot.
And it has leaves in it. Which I think are tea leaves, and supposedly it has something to do with the caffeine invigorates your skin, which I just don't think is how things like that work.
No, it is. It is. It's what it says on the package.
Well, if it is, let me tell you, the leaves are spread out all over your face because they're just like little leaf bits.
Yep.
So if you need to come into contact with the leaf to get the result.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really doing it to my whole face. It would just be little patches.
Right. It's not just, like, it seeps in and, like, spreads.
Okay. It has, like, a radius, like bacteria.
Yeah. It's like just like bacteria.
That's why you have to leave it on your face for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
To let it spread. Yes. The caffeine spread.
Yeah. And okay. That's the only reason you're letting it stay on your face for that long.
And let me tell you the only reason that I bought this. Because proceeds from buying it go to saving red pandas.
Well, there you go. That's enough reason to buy anything.
And because the lady at the store was very good at upselling.
That's the real reason.
I went in for two things. You got a third thing free. And then she like got me to buy something that was more expensive
than the other two things combined.
I was gonna buy. And yeah. I didn't. She got me all caught up about the red pandas. So good for her.
Yeah, she did her job well.
Yeah, she needs to come work for me. So back to the show. We begin with a rainy day, rain and thunder, which is never, I mean, we know how important weather is to predicting what's going to happen.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't rain that often in Los Angeles. So for it to rain, spoiler alert, 2 days in a row.
What? 2 days?
Yeah. The next day it was raining too.
How do you know?
It could have been the same day. She's double dating on the same day.
Oh my gosh. Oh. 2 days in a row. I mean, if it's going to happen once, it might as well happen twice.
Yeah, just keep it in that same.
So that just kind of got me on high alert. I was ready for something dramatic to happen this episode because of rain.
Yep. And there was some serious drama and injuries that happened this episode.
Also, my favorite thing that's ever happened in any episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette happened this episode.
Yep.
And I am proud that I finally stopped laughing. I was worried it was going to run into the podcast and I wasn't going to be able to get control over myself.
It was that good. But we'll get to that later.
So the beginning, aside from the rain, then we get to see a lot of what's happening in the house, which I thought was really interesting because usually we only really see the suitors like talking about the lead. But there was a lot of time spent of like the guys cooking in the kitchen or...
It was mostly,
in their bedroom.
It was mostly people complaining about Jordan.
Yeah, sure. I mean, right. But I don't know. We don't get to see a lot of like house stuff.
Yeah.
Like seeing their bunk beds.
And seeing them like they're in the real world rather than being on the show.
Which is something that we have been saying for seasons now about being something that we enjoy about the show and we would like to see more of.
Yeah,
so
like,
I'm glad that they're taking
them.
Our...
feedback.
Yep. And acting on it.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah, somewhere else. Somebody else took our feedback in this show, in this episode too.
Do you think that there's anyone that works at the bachelor
that has to listen to all the podcasts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope so. And thank you for listening. And thank you for listening to our podcast.
I mean, at least like one episode, maybe, like just to see what's out there in case there's like something they want to. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I love to think that they do.
Yeah, I'm sure one of the interns has to, or like just wants to listen to all of the recap.
Yeah.
And they just search us out.
Also, the other day, so I was looking, one of our listeners told me she was having a problem listening to the podcast. So I thought that it might have been how we uploaded it. So I like went onto Google Play. I looked up our podcast and there's another Bachelor podcast called We Trust the Bachelor Process, which definitely wasn't there when we first ours. So
we have a copycat.
They're going down. We're going to sue them.
Yeah. For defamation.
Trademark infringement.
All of it.
And extortion. And also money laundering.
Yeah, they did all of those things.
Well, I'd like them to prove that they didn't.
That's a good point.
If you lie once, you probably are...
Broke all of, like, major felons. Yeah. Yep.
And the result of my search was that there's nothing wrong with our podcast. It was user error.
Uh-oh.
Or mechanical error or something. But it wasn't. Our upload was fine.
Okay.
That's what I was concerned about.
Got it.
Because I wouldn't want the Bachelor people to listen to the podcast.
And find a problem.
And say, ugh, not and even going to bother with this one.
Then they'll side with the other people and we'll lose our suit.
I don't know. I think I've got a pretty solid case for money laundering.
It's an open and shut case. Yeah. They're going to plead guilty and we'll be fine.
Okay. Back to the show. I'm concerned about this beginning that we're off to.
No, it's good. It's good.
All right. So basically, yeah, this intro is all about how Jordan has no friends in the house.
Yes.
And also that David cooks a lot of eggs.
He just walks around, makes scrambled eggs.
He cooks eggs all day. Jordan says that he does this like a dry chicken.
Yeah, I don't know
which, seemed weirder until I remembered that David dressed up like a chicken.
Oh, okay.
So I think Jordan is still trying to, like, use that as a dig.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, yeah, he showed up as a chicken, like, on his own. It's not like he was, like, forced to do it as a punishment or something.
Right.
Okay, so we hear from Colton that his relationship with Becca hasn't progressed, and that's because he had a relationship with Tia. And Jason talks to him about it. So Jason is the only guy in the house that knows about Colton and Tia.
Yep.
Jason grew on me this episode. He didn't get a date last week, so we didn't learn anything about him.
Right.
And he and Mike, long hair Thor, were the two. And I don't know that Mike is really going to have anything going on, so I kind of assumed that like they'd both be duds. But I don't know.
Yeah, he's not too bad.
He
looks like somebody I went to college with that was a tool, so...
He looks like he would be in, like, a mob movie.
I see him as, like, a skeevy Jake Gyllenhaal character.
Yeah.
Who could be in a mob movie.
Yeah, like, it has questionable motivations. He's, like, he has morals, but they're, like, his morals.
Yeah. I think for me, what makes me think he's kind of, like, skeevy is the slicked back, like, kind of longish hair.
Yeah, it's definitely the hair.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So he talks to Jason and so that's just, I don't know. They're just reminding us that that's a thing we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Harrison comes in to tell the guys that Becca, you know, he really thinks that Becca's feelings are developing or whatever. And I was like, Chris, you don't need to come in and tell them this. Like Becca can tell them how she's feeling on her own, but whatever. And that this week is two group dates and a one-on-one. And he says, for whoever gets the one-on-one, enjoy. Which is like, so is it really cool or is, like, it really bad?
Yeah, you're going to have a good time with that one.
Yeah, enjoy that one. Never mind. So then they announced the group date, which they're doing a new thing this week where before they read the names, they say this is a group date. Or this is a one-on-one.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I think it's just more hand-holding, and this show has too much of that.
I like it because it gets me ready to write down a lot of names. But, I mean, you always know that the group date's going to go first.
Yeah.
So, Wills, Jason, Jordan, David, Jean Blanc, who I just write as JB now.
Oh, good call.
And Colton, are on the date and it says it's time to relax. Mm-hmm. And this is what inspired our pampering session this evening of doing our face mask because this is a spa date.
Yep.
But there's a twist.
The men are going to be the ones that are pampering Becca and some of her former Bachelor contestant alumni.
Yep. Who? Ooh. So who was there? Who showed up?
Yeah, Becca, short hair K, Tia, Kendall, CN, and Caroline.
So Tia's going to be there.
Ooh.
And Colton's on this date.
I wonder if that was a coincidence.
And they used to date.
Yeah. Hmm. They had a steamy romance.
Very interesting. So Becca wants the guys to act as her extra eyes and ears, which I get that. I think it's a little weird that they're her extra eyes and ears and also are going to be like touched by all of the men.
Yeah, I felt like that was weird.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know, it just seemed like kind of ripe for them to be like flirting with each other or something. Yeah. Like they're all attractive young people looking for love. I guess maybe it's like it's really good staging for Bachelor in Paradise. Like some of these ladies will already have met some of the guys.
To see if there's some
steam. Yeah, so maybe they'll be like, well,
a spark.
Mm-hmm. Becca didn't like him, but I sure did.
Woo. It's super awkward when they come in to meet each other, though, because Colton and Tia are there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the guys didn't know that the women were going to be there. And then, like, they walk around the corner and they all go like, oh. And then it gets to Colton. He's like, oh.
Oh, extra oh.
Yeah.
We learned that that Tia and Colton broke up, like, right so that he would go on the show. Which maybe we knew, but I think I didn't put it together. Like, that's the reason. Like, they were actively dating. I thought it was more of, like, a one-night stand situation.
Someone said something like they shared a passionate weekend or something.
Yeah, I thought that Colton said that when he told about it. I don't know. So it sounds like it was might have been more than that.
But Tia said the most they did was kiss.
Yeah. I really want to know how they met. He lives in Denver and she lives in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know.
I don't know how they would have.
I want more of the story. So they're all wearing robes with bathing suits on underneath.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. I mean, all the women are. The guys are wearing
like
Henleys.
It's like the what you expect men to be wearing at spas, like the white button up shirt.
I guess.
And like white pants. Oh, when the guys are being introduced to the women, Becca gets to Colton, and then it comes to Jason. She's like,
she forgets his name. That is embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
And would be tough on Jason, except that Jason didn't have a one-on-one. So, and he was very good about this later on. They talked about it.
Yeah.
So Jason knows Colton's secret. He tries to tell Colton, like, it's the elephant in the room. You need to do something about it. But as far as we know, Colton never talks to Tia, like, one-on-one during this.
No.
I'm sure that he did, though.
Right.
So they paint their nails, give them scalp massages and back massages. The guys get their nails painted, which I think is good. I'm glad that there was no, like...
I don't get my nails painted because I'm a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that we saw, at least. I don't think everybody got their nails painted, but...
I think everyone...
It like, kind of made me laugh because throughout the rest of the episode, like, every once in a while, especially Jordan, I think he mostly was, like, the one that I would see with his nails painted, and he's being all serious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just kind of... It made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it should. I don't know. Is that bad?
No.
You can paint your nails if you want, but, like, I'm going to notice it.
Yeah, it's just...
I notice when anybody paints their nails.
Sure.
Because that's not the color that your nails grow in.
Correct.
Oh, God.
Got to get out of your head.
Okay.
Yeah, so then Becca talks to Tia, and this is when she says the most we ever did was kissed, and they never had, like, an actual conversation about what they were, so they were never, like, officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
No.
So, like, they were just kind of, like, talking for a little while.
Right. And it seems like Tia's fine with this.
Yeah. And then she says, I hope he's fully here for you.
And then Becca says something like, well, if it comes out or if it turns out that he came on the show thinking it was Tia, I'll have to send him home.
Which I had a problem with mostly because nobody really knows who the actual contestant is going to be when they agree to be on the show.
Right.
So, like, I thought that was...
That seems so weird. It's like, well, why? He could have liked somebody else, but, like, still like you? I don't know. I mean, I get it that she just had somebody, like, pass on her for somebody else. So she probably wants someone who's, like, clear-cut just into her. But I don't know. It seems like a weird thing to...
Yeah. To focus on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very dramatic. And I think the amount of stress and emphasis she was putting on this did not match with how quickly she dismissed it and moved on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it cuts to the night part of the day. There wasn't really anything else that happened at the spa day, right? Okay, yeah. So, well, except for that the place was called The Spa. So it seemed like a movie set to me.
Yeah, it wasn't a real... Everyone was like, no, we're not going to let you in. Yeah, to do fake spa day. Yeah,
it was like there was a sign that just said The Spa.
It was The Spa.
Yeah. So the night part of the date, Becca really wants to have fun this date, but she really needs to talk to Colton to get like some answers.
Yes. Before that, before she actually talks to him, the guys all come in, they sit down on the couch, and like someone, John Blanc, says something along the lines of, like, let's all be on our best behaviors tonight. Like, we've been doing everything really well so far. Let's just keep it light. And apparently said something about how, like, we should all just, like, chill out for a little bit.
And talk to her as a group.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, look at my nails are still painted. And then grabs her hand and is like, can I take you?
Yeah. And all the guys are like, what the hell just happened? Yeah. Which I thought was going to turn into something but didn't.
Right.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because enough of this, like, being aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of that anyway.
Yeah. Right. So David immediately is like, well, who do you think is going to get the rose? Because David likes to stir shit.
Yeah.
Jordan calls him Nick at some point, it seems. Yeah. There was some weird soundbite where, like, either Jordan doesn't know his name or that was edited from another thing. Because David and Jordan have a beef.
Yep, they have the big feud right now.
Yeah.
If there were to be a two-on-one date at any point, it would be between the two of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jason wants to make the best of his time because I think he's really, because he didn't have a date last week, he's like needs to make the most of this. Mm-hmm. And so when he's talking to Becca, she just like comes out and says that she has a crush on him. She gets all nervous around him. Mm-hmm. And then apologizes for forgetting his name earlier. So I don't know. I wonder a little bit, like, would she have said that if she hadn't forgotten his name earlier in the day? Like, was she just trying to, like, put him at ease?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, moving on. Then he's like, don't worry about it. You know, you're going through a lot right now. I was right after Colton, and I know that you have a lot on your mind with him.
Yeah.
And you really, like, to make that mistake with me is the best thing you could have done because I have really thick skin and I'm not worried about it. And I loved how he handled it. He was super grown up and just, like, straightforward.
Yep.
Yeah,
this is one of the ways that, like, he grew on me as well.
Yeah.
Right? He just, like, was very honest and didn't take offense to something as stupid as that.
Yep.
And then they made out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then they just made out. And then we cut to all the guys on the couch, and someone is like, yeah, Jordan, tell us again about that Tinder thing.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently Jordan got an email from Tinder saying that this past year he's reached 4,000 matches in Tinder.
Yeah, it was like a congratulation. Like, I imagine it being like a badge.
Yeah.
Like, on that you can get on different apps for achievements.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, 4,000 matches. And so then the guys were, like, trying to, like, break this down. Because Jordan was like, well, yeah. And they're like, well, no. Like, how often are you on Tinder? Because in order to get 4,000 matches, that means you had to have swiped more than 4,000 people.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm actually, like, pretty picky with mine.
Yeah, he's pretty picky. What? No, you're not.
No, there's no way.
Not that that's bad, but, like, don't.
Right, just, like, own up to it.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, I think I have, like, a 100% matching rate.
Yeah. And then, yes.
Like, if I say yes to a girl, then yeah, she also says yes to me.
That's pretty arrogant. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking
for. Yeah, he's delusional.
Yes.
And David's upset about this, right? Just like he was upset that Jordan wore his underwear last episode.
Yeah.
Now he's upset that Jordan Tinders so much.
Yeah. So,
which it's like, what? Why does it matter?
Yeah. So my problem with David is that he's not building a relationship with Becca. He's just like fighting Jordan.
Yeah.
Which he thinks that like he's doing a good thing.
Yeah,
by
he's
doing
the
it.
Knight in shining armor. Yeah, he's outing Jordan for having so much Tinder experience.
But he doesn't have any sort of relationship with Becca.
No,
it's
nor
stupid.
Does she need him to protect her.
No,
like
definitely
she's
not
dumb. No. She like her conversations are always like very straightforward to people. Yeah. Like she's no one's pulling the wool over her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just keeps. Then he like talks to her about
So David immediately goes to Becca.
Yep.
And is like, well, Jordan and I don't get along in the house. And he says some weird judgy stuff about like him wearing the underwear. And Becca's like, but you wore a chicken costume.
Yeah.
So, and then he's like, yeah, no, I know. But like, you know, the Tinder thing. I'm not one to throw people under the bus. It's
but
like,
I
you
do.
Absolutely
That's
are.
That's all you do.
That's the only thing we know about you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that then, wasn't cool. So yeah. Then Becca walks him back into the room and immediately says something to Jordan, yeah. Like, hey Jordan, 4,000 matches?
Nice streak.
And gives him like a high five and he's like, wait, what? Like,
we're really giving a high five for this? Okay.
Yeah. And then
she walks away and then he looks over at David's like, that's a bitch move.
That's a bitch
You're
move.
A bitch.
And David's like, we'll let Becca make the decision.
And like has this shit-eating grin on his face like, I just did so good.
And then Jordan says an amazing thing. You're a skeleton of a man.
Yeah. I think Jordan's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not... He wasn't as annoying this episode.
No. I think a lot of it's just framing.
Yeah. Well, and like David is also a joke.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't mind them like going back and forth because I don't think either of them are like gonna end up with Becca. It's when
Definitely
there's like
not.
Guys that you think are like good guys getting sucked into this nonsense.
Yeah.
That's when it's frustrating. But this, it's like, well, you're both silly. And like Becca's just off talking to guys that actually have a chance.
Yeah. And, so. I think that David is being like more ridiculous and like. He is doing a, like, worse job at this game or, like, the show than Jordan is.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, Jordan's super delusional and, like, very, I don't know, like, over the top with, like, the things that he says. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, he's annoying, too. But, like, in a more entertaining way.
And in a positive way.
He's very, like confident.
I don't think he's tearing anybody down.
No.
He's just talking a lot of good stuff about himself.
Sure.
And it might be, like, maybe other people are like, oh, well, that mean like, you saying that means this about me. But, like, he's not saying anything about anybody else. He's really just, like, very pleased with himself all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas David is, like, tearing
Yeah, that's
down.
All he's doing. He doesn't ever talk about himself.
Yeah,
we see.
And David is all like looking around the room for the other guys to give him support.
He's
and be
like,
yeah,
wasn't that so
like,
funny? And nobody cared.
No one said anything.
And he's like, hey, didn't you guys find that funny?
And then we see Jordan talking to Becca, and he's ridiculous.
Yeah, she asks him, what are you like in a relationship? And he says, I do everything. I'm like a golden retriever.
And she's like, I love that you just said that about yourself. He tells us again that he will totally have a girl's day because he said like in the past, like most models won't.
Yeah.
But he's all right with it. He says he knows it's hard with him being a model. It's hard to match his intensity and fun.
Yeah.
He's like saying all this stuff to Becca and she's probably just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, she seems like she's like, what the hell?
Oh yeah.
Like,
and she's definitely like, yeah, right, right. And you can tell she doesn't have like. Any emotional attachment
oh
to
not
him.
At all no
she's just she's... like sitting there like I think she's just having like fun talking to him
yeah which is probably good
yeah
David tells us or maybe the guys that he thinks he's finished it once and for
yeah,
all
yeah and everybody's just like
what are you
talking
about
nobody's like responding to him and then like Jordan comes back out and the two of them are like squabbling and fighting each other and everybody's laughing at the fight that they're having they're not like laughing because David like told
took him
on
down.
Him.
No. Yeah. Wills and Jean Blanc are both like cringy laughing. They're like hiding their faces because they can't.
Drink.
Like it's so awkward to have these two fighting.
Yeah.
And funny and weird and all of these things at the same time.
It's so weird.
Yeah. I liked that part.
Yes, me too.
And Jordan goes off on a little rant about how he is his brand. And oh, because David was asking him, like, well, what face are you giving me now? You know, is this serious? Is this, I don't know, because Jordan has different names for his looks.
Yeah.
And he goes off about, like, I don't think you know what a big deal I am, like, to be a Wilhelmina model.
Yeah.
And my face and my movements and my look and things I say and my words are my brand, which is funny because he, like, makes up words a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think he said, like, something along the lines of professionality or...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in that sentence... Then we cut to the house, and it's a one-on-one date card, and it says, Chris, let's make your heart sing. Garrett is jealous, and I don't care.
Yeah.
They tried to make that, like, a thing. It's like, yeah, whatever. They're probably all jealous.
Okay.
Yep. So then we see Becca talking to Colton, and she asks if he has feelings for Tia. He says, no, like, it's definitely, my feelings are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Becca's like, okay, cool. And then they make out.
Yeah. I think that there has to be more to the relationship than they're showing. Because all she knows about him is that he dated Tia.
Mm-hmm.
And that the fact that she doesn't, or that he doesn't have feelings for Tia anymore is enough to make out with him.
Like, in like, oh, well then, and she said, okay, hang on one second. She goes to the room. She gets the first date, or the first,
rose.
The rose.
Yep.
And the date rose. And they're, like, very cozy and kissy. And, like, just really, I don't know, they look really comfortable.
Yeah, and she says to him, I'm looking forward to our story. Like, this
It went from, I don't know, you were having a relationship with my friend and I worried that you're not into me, to, like, let's move in together.
Yeah. It was crazy.
30 seconds.
Yeah. I don't think that...
I was very confused.
Yeah. There has to be much more to their relationship than we've seen.
Yep.
Jordan's pissed at David.
Yes.
Because he's trying to ruin his relationship with Becca.
Right.
And I don't know.
He tells us he's going to be extremely implicit with his strategy now.
Yeah. He's going to bash his face.
What does that mean? To be implicit with his strategy?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
Well, that's not a real sentence.
All right. So then we see Chris's date. Yeah. So we were a little hard on Chris last week, I think.
Yeah, I think he heard the episode and took a little feedback and decided not to look as sketchy.
Yep. Yeah, he reminded me this episode of a friend that I had in high school.
Oh, nice.
Who looked older.
Oh, okay.
Than they, you know, like sometimes people just like... Yeah, they just kind of don't look of their age.
Yeah.
I think... Chris is kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, but I like Chris significantly more than I did last time because we got to know him pretty well here.
Yep. Becca is dressed up like a weird rock star or something. She has like a black top, but with like crystals or something as like a choker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, what's happening? Are we going to like perform with Kiss today or something?
Maybe.
I was wrong. That's not what happened.
Not at all.
They go to Capitol Records.
Mm-hmm.
And meet with Richard Marx.
Oh my goodness. Who looks like the bad guy from Princess Bride?
Yeah. The prince.
Yeah. Looks just like
him. Very similar to him.
Yeah.
I was excited that it was going to be him, but it wasn't. But I just pretended it was.
Yeah, the whole time.
And he wrote the song Right Here Waiting for You, in case y'all listeners aren't familiar.
Yeah, because we weren't either.
No.
So he's like just sitting there playing it, and then he's like, yeah, Becca, come sit down and I'll play it. And oof. Yeah, so he sings it and then he's like, all right, take it away, Becca. And then she sings it.
It's bad.
And she is not good at singing.
No, but good for her for just singing anyway.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't have. Nope.
It's funny though, because you can't sing.
No.
Yes, you can. But at the same time, Chris was singing it with her because she seemed very not steady while she was singing. So he's like, I'll sing too, which was nice.
It was nice. So Richard tells them that their assignment is to write a love song, like their love song.
Your love song.
And Chris is terrified. Like he does not react to this news at all. He just kind of like deer in headlights.
Yeah.
Is not feeling it. Very nope. Scared. Richard says that it can be like anything they want, like romantic or sexy. And Chris is still terrified. And so then Richard says to start out by just writing your feelings. So they like separate. I think that it would be really hard for Chris to write a song about how he feels at this point because
he doesn't
know her at all.
Yeah, I think that would be really hard for me too.
Yeah.
That's what I would write about though. That's the song.
But that's not very romantic. Like, that's not going to get you the rose.
I don't know you at all.
I might not love you ever.
But I might. So let's keep trying.
Chris paces the hallway and then he just like sits down on the floor.
Yeah.
And he tells us about how he's really struggling with this because when he was young, his parents got divorced and his dad left, I guess.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, he wrote his dad a letter to reach out and like kind of say how he felt and that he wanted to be friends and like have a relationship. And his dad just never wrote him back or like reacted at all.
And that was the last time he wrote anything and tried to be vulnerable.
So he put himself out there. My question is, did the dad receive the letter?
Yeah.
Do we know?
Well, because I mean, we don't.
There's a lot of things that could have happened there.
Lost in the mail. You
know? Yeah. I mean, his dad might just be kind of junky.
Sure.
But he also might like watch this show and be horrified.
Yeah. And also it might be like, yeah, he just might not have ever gotten it.
Yeah.
Probably should have thought a little bit more about that.
He should have sent it certified mail.
Yeah, because then he would have had to sign for it. So next time you send a letter to your dad, send it certified mail.
That's the lesson learned.
So they go and they write their song, and then Becca comes out and sits and talks to them a little bit, and then he seems a little bit more comfortable after they do that. And
yeah, it was nice. She could tell that he was really uncomfortable and tried to like get him there.
Yeah. And so they like read the lines that they wrote, and it was pretty sweet. And then Richard Marx tries playing it a little bit.
Oh, thank God. Like, Richard Marx just kind of took over.
Yeah, I thought they were going to record it, too.
I thought they were going to have to sing it.
Yeah.
That was just going to be so brutal.
Yeah.
So we just heard Richard sing some of their words.
Yeah. And then they had, like, a little bit of a private concert in the recording booth, and they were making out next to the microphone.
So it's... Recording booths are very sexy.
Yeah.
All right, then back at the house, we see all of the guys just standing around the couch.
Yeah.
Very natural. Very natural.
Yep.
The date card comes. It's a group date.
Surprise.
Clay, Leo, Kristen, Ryan.
Yep. John. Garrett. I have Garrett on my paper.
I think I wrote Garnet.
Garnet.
Mike, Lincoln, Connor, and Blake. And it says, we can tackle anything together.
Yeah, football.
So Clay's a little excited because he's a professional football player. And this is, so at this point, Jordan says something to Colton, like across the way, like, hey, like, I have a question for you at some point. I don't know if you want like to talk about it one-on-one or in front of the group. And Colton was like, well, what is it about?
It's about last night.
He says it's about Tia. And Colton's like,
well, he said it's about last night. He's like, yeah, you can say it in front of everyone. Well, it's about Tia. And then he was caught off guard. It was like, I didn't bring up that stuff about you last night.
Yeah, but I think he was also trying to say that none of the guys really tried to, like, make David stop going on about his history
with
the Tindering.
Yeah, and then he never actually told
why can't other people bring up Colton's dating history?
Yeah.
So, whatever. We never learned what that question was.
There was no resolution to it either.
Also, like, what a weird time to bring it up.
This is the
you're in the
only
house together
time.
All the time, but right now you're all like in a big group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed weird. So.
Gets to the nighttime portion of the one-on-one date. And their nighttime part is going to be the fancy dinner in a empty room. That's what they had set up.
Becca wants to know why it was so hard. He tells us the story about the divorced parents. And Becca feels great that he shared this. And she says, you know, she's dealt with a lot in her life too. So she's glad they can be open about it. And she says one of the best and most classic bachelor, bachelorette lines. Thank you for telling me that. If you hadn't said that, I would never have known.
Right.
Obviously, because that's how talking works.
Yes.
And yeah, communicating.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He doesn't have a Wikipedia page yet, so she couldn't look it up on there.
Thank you.
Yes. This was also the first time anybody, I think, in the show said much of anything like personal about themselves too.
This season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know a lot about anybody else, yep. But I think it's funny because, like, that is the only thing that we learned during this date.
Yeah.
Like, the entire thing was centered around Chris wrote his dad a letter and his dad didn't respond.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very, like, one.
Yeah, I guess that's the only, like, interesting thing that happened.
Yeah. Also the bad singing.
Yeah, there was that too. So then she gives him the rose and they walk into another room and... guess what? Another private concert with Richard Marx again.
Yep. So Richard Marx was hired by the Bachelorette producers for the full day. And so they really milked it on this one.
Yeah. He played that one song like six times probably.
Yep. They zoomed in at one point on Richard's left hand and he does have a wedding band. So he will not be the next Bachelor. Just want to clear that up for everybody.
I was thinking he could be.
Me too. Oh. All right.
So, and then like it just cuts to...
An ambulance. And blood.
We're at the house. David's being carried off on a stretcher.
And we're told that David fell on the ground. There's blood everywhere.
Lincoln
and
keeps saying things like, I hope he makes it.
Yeah, like he's going to die. Yeah. Jesus. And then Jordan...
is like sitting on the
probably
couch.
Probably poisoned him. That was my first thought. I was like, well, Jordan definitely had something to do with this. Because he hates that guy.
Yeah, and they kept cutting to Jordan. Like he was sitting on the couch with like... bent over his knees. He was just like, every single time like they showed blood, it would then cut to Jordan like he did it.
Yeah. Also, there were like bloody towels everywhere. And yeah. I just wanted to be like, stop filming the bloody towels already
and pick them up. Yeah.
You can't just leave that stuff all around the house.
Goodness. So
Chris Harrison goes to Becca's room to tell her the news. And this is the worst. Like... he sets it up as though something really horrible has happened. So there was an incident at the house last night.
David is in the ICU.
He's in intensive care. He has a busted nose and face. And Becca's like, oh my God, who did that? He fell out of bed and landed on his face. How embarrassing is that?
It's not funny that he messed his face up and he fell out of bed, but like that's super embarrassing. And a little comical.
I wonder if he was drunk.
Could be. Yeah. But it reminds me of the time in Parks and Recreation when Andy was like by the wall and he was like hammering something in or like on the ladder and he sneezed and gave himself a concussion by whacking his head into the wall and falling back.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking of while this was going on.
I just love Chris Harrison saying that he fell out of bed and landed on his face, like as though that was the thing that like took all of the pressure. I don't know. What angle would that be? And so Becca is able to call him in the hospital and he says that he's so used to sleeping on a king size bed that he just rolled over and fell off. And that's it.
Yeah. And then it was like a little comical, like they were kind of joking with each other about it and stuff.
Yeah.
And
he was being lighthearted about it because like he wasn't attacked or anything.
No.
He just fell out of bed.
Yeah.
And then my favorite thing that's ever happened
on almost any TV show ever.
I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
Then it cuts to Jordan hammering nails into this little fence guard thing on the bunk.
Top bunk.
Oh my God.
My favorite part of it is like he then turns and smirks like because he's totally acting. Because
someone made him do it.
He had to do this.
But it was so fun. I don't know. It was really, really funny.
It was good. Yeah.
Like to keep him from being able to roll out of the bed anymore.
Yeah, it was so good. And I don't know. And also because it was Jordan makes me like him more because like he's willing to go along with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it makes me think that he's not as bad as everyone's making him out to be.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
I think the timing was just perfect in all of it.
Yeah.
All right, so then we go to the group date. And Becca has brought two women from the...
Legends Football League.
Yep. Melissa and Dina.
Yeah. This league is just an all-women's league in which women wear shoulder pads that only go above their breasts, and they wear tight leggings.
And crop tops.
And crop tops. So it's a...
I don't like that.
It's a sexualized women's football league. Yeah.
Like, there's no reason that men can't play in crop tops, too, then.
Right, they absolutely could.
I don't think that... I don't think it's right. It made me mad.
Yeah, I figured it would.
Clay is in his element, but he's like, he's being very sweet to Becca. He puts on her little eye thing, like the lines that are under their eyes when they play football.
Yeah.
You know, those football players.
Them football players.
Okay, so they run everybody through a bunch of drills. Lincoln is not good, and someone suggests that it's because he's from London. And I liked that, kind of thinking like, oh, well, they drive on the other side of the road. Like, he must not be able to grapevine. Like, that's not a British thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yep.
So then they play the Becca Bowl.
Yeah, Chris. Like
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's also like there's a guest commentator, Keyshawn Johnson, shows up.
Yep.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I don't think there was that much interesting commentary, though.
No. Right?
Yeah.
Not at all. I just thought that Clay was going to kill people while playing this.
Yeah, this is his job.
Yeah.
Like, he really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So we got, I mean, it seemed pretty, like, an interesting game.
Yeah.
Like, they showed a lot of it. They watched football for too long.
Yeah.
Mike caught a touchdown that Clay threw. Connor caught a touchdown that Garrett threw. Kristen made a thing about being the most valuable partner.
He said that like three times.
Oh, it was funny. And then on the last play, Clay goes for it. And he just like runs the ball.
Dodges like three people, plows through someone, and scores the game-tying touchdown.
And damages his arm in such a way that he has to go to the hospital. The only person, well, I don't know what all the other guys do. No,
there was somebody else who's a former football player that was playing.
Okay, no, former doesn't matter. This is Clay's job.
Sure, but it was the other guy's job at one point, too. Right.
But no, it's not, because the other guy is Colton, who was on the other team.
Oh, Colton, okay.
Because he is the one that has the foundation.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, that's right.
So this is like a potentially like career-ending injury.
Yes.
That he received
playing
during the Bachelorette.
I'm sure his like coaching staff,
very pleased about all of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised he was actually even allowed to do this. Uh-huh. I bet you they didn't know, because there's no way they would have let him do anything physical.
Nope.
Yeah, it's like that time that JPP blew his fingers off. His coaches must have been super pissed when that happened.
Yeah.
Because he was playing with fireworks.
Don't play with fireworks. No. Even if they sell them in Hannaford, that doesn't mean you have to buy them. Right. It is tempting, though.
Yeah, they're only like...
There's just like this huge display of fireworks in our grocery store.
Yeah, and it's even more tempting because I had 5% cash back. And, I mean, I could have just gotten
I forgot all about that. We should have bought more groceries.
Yeah, it's okay. You can buy more groceries.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I never buy groceries.
Yeah,
And I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna go in there and buy all the fireworks.
And get 5% cash back. And make lots of
loud sounds in our backyard.
Yeah.
It's so strange that you could buy fireworks.
At a grocery store. Or at all.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess because they've been illegal, like, my whole life.
Yeah, and now that they're, like,
now that they're in
certain counties, you're allowed to buy them.
Like, now they're next to bread.
Yeah.
Like, they're like an impulse buy. I don't know. You don't even have to go out of your way to get them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't intend to leave the grocery store with fireworks, but
you have some.
They found their way into the cart.
Boom.
Yeah. I wish that fireworks boxes were more descriptive about what's in them.
Yeah, rather than just like...
It's just like words that don't...
Yeah.
They're more like poems about what the fireworks do. Like, I want a picture.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think any of them are good. I think that's why you can buy them in the grocery store. They're just like ones that make loud noises.
Yeah. It's not like
I don't like that.
No, it's not like the ones you buy. Like, we've gone and gotten fireworks together, like in Pennsylvania before, right? Where like they have TVs that show like what the fireworks look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's crazy. Like, that's how you buy them.
Are you incriminating us by saying that we have bought fireworks. No, nope,
we're allowed to buy fireworks.
I don't know. Weren't there like rules about where we were allowed to?
We
like bought them in Pennsylvania, but we had to sign something saying that we weren't going to use them in Pennsylvania.
I never used these fireworks. I'm just saying we bought them. I just
sold them online.
Yeah. No, we didn't do that either.
They're not sitting in our garage.
No, they're not. But
don't blow up our garage.
No, but what was I going to say? Oh, if you live in like those areas, you can't buy the fireworks. That you have to be like from out of state.
So weird.
Yeah, because they're like, yeah, you can buy them, but get them the hell out of here. Yeah, it's weird.
And we just have them in our grocery store. We're doing it right.
Yeah.
For like a month out of the year.
Yeah, because why would you buy them? Well, I should rephrase that. People around here blow up fireworks
during the day.
Yeah, during the day all summer. It's ridiculous.
Like, you can't even see what that one looks like.
Doesn't matter. That's why they buy the loud ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's why they sell them at the grocery store.
All right, so it's the nighttime of the date. Clay's still gone because he
blew his hand up.
Blew his hand off with fireworks. Oh, wait, no. They go to Big Daddy's antique shop, and Becca says, it's actually an antique shop.
Yep.
So that's how you know that it is an antique shop.
Yeah.
She is wearing a velvet silver
blazer dress.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like the deluxe version of the spa date outfit.
Yeah.
Like, just the white puffy robe has turned into this, like, very velvet. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yes. It was an odd choice.
Mm-hmm. Then Garrett teaches her how to properly tackle.
No, which I don't understand that. It was just like, grab my legs and lift me up. Like,
yeah, grab me right underneath my butt and lift me. It's so...
And then he did it to her, and then, like, her dress was already really short, and so that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then he, like, in order to pull it down, like, slid his hand down her butt. Yeah,
so it was a way to kind of force physical intimacy.
Yeah.
And then it worked, because they kissed.
They made out afterwards, yep.
Becca talks to Blake. Blake had the one-on-one last week, so he is struggling.
Yeah.
With this whole group date thing, he's not so as confident. He says, like, this is weird for him because he's not usually like an insecure guy, but he's feeling kind of weird about all of this.
Yep. But he does say that he just wants to take a nap with her, or just wants to cuddle with her. And her response is, "Yeah, I just want to take a nap with you too," which is nice.
And then she's like, "Can I say that?"
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because it's kind of like, it's you're like my favorite. Am I allowed to let you know that?
Ooh.
Ooh. I noticed that his fingers, he has two fingers taped together. So I think he also injured himself during the football date.
Yeah, everybody did.
Because they were like...
Well, it was full contact football.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, but they were also wearing like hockey helmets.
Yeah.
These weren't regular helmets.
No.
They had like a glass visor on them. Yeah. Silly, silly, silly.
Blake calls Becca his girlfriend and she really likes this.
Yeah.
Then Clay... But
he also says, I do feel like you're my girl, which made me think of like a 1950s man or 1950s boy who's like, you want to wear my Letterman jacket? I just made varsity. Like whenever someone says you're my girl, it just sounds silly to me.
Right. It does.
It's like very like old timey.
Yeah. Because she's a woman.
Yeah. And also because they're not just going steady.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Clay comes back.
And he's got his arm in a sling.
Yeah.
And he was all telling the doctors, let's just do this tomorrow, guys. I have a date to go on.
Yeah.
So he's got to go back and see some orthopedic surgeons the next day. But he really wanted to see Becca. She tells him that she really likes that he didn't get arrogant and cocky. And I was like, well, he kind of just arrogant and cocky enough to break his wrist and have a career-ending injury. I don't know.
Yeah, he went above and beyond what he needed to do.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, he wasn't a jerk about it.
Sure, yeah.
He was just a monster.
Yeah, he's just like, very good at
blasting through people who have absolutely no skill in the thing that he is a professional at.
Yeah.
And Becca gives him the rose. She says, I want to give this rose to someone who makes me feel like a princess. And I wrote hashtag pity rose.
Yep, so then he gets the rose.
Blake is disappointed about that.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get it.
But it was a pity rose, so.
I'm sure he'll get a real rose, Blake.
Clay is really excited about this. He says, tonight was great. I can't wait to see what tomorrow holds. And tomorrow being the day that he talks to the orthopedic surgeons about whether or not he has a career anymore.
Yeah. So the next night, Becca's very excited because she knows that this is working.
Yes. And she's like had the best week.
Yeah.
With these dates. They're her favorite dates so far.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, the gray man, tells us that he needs to step up tonight because he didn't have a date this week.
Yes.
Was he the only one?
No, there was somebody else too that I didn't see.
Okay. Well, but he realizes that he needs to step up, but then we don't see anything else from him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, to be fair, we didn't get much of
anything. No, I know, but it's just weird that, like, the editing choices are strange.
Yes.
Usually they, like, put that stuff there because it's going to come back up, but sometimes it's a red herring.
Yep.
Becca is wearing a red dress, strapless red dress, with, like, it's where the zipper is in the back, it has, like, crystals, like, big white crystals, which I thought was kind of a nice, I don't know, a nice idea. Because usually that zipper thing is weird. I'm always like, like everyone knows it's there.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, it's there because it has, like, because you need to get into the dress, not because it is attractive or, like, adds something to the design. Yeah. So I thought this was a nice way to do that.
Yep. Connor takes her and plays t-ball with her.
Yeah, because that's what she wants, more sports.
But he also is trying to show her how to bat, and he says it's all in the hips, and he, like, grabs her by the hips and pushes her hips forward.
Of course.
Yeah.
They make out at some point, right?
She hits a home run against no one and then makes out with him.
Yeah. Clay has found out during his doctor's appointments that he needs an operation, like, now. So he's really torn because because he loves football. He does it because he wants to make money to support his family, but Becca could be his family. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to make that decision. So he climbs a tree in the dark. There's this weird shot of him outside. Yeah. He wasn't in a tree.
No, he was like
it looked like he was in a tree.
Yeah, he was in like an elevated position somewhere, like behind a tree.
And it was dark, and the tree was like lit with like a spotlight.
Yeah. And it looked like he was sitting in the tree.
Behind it.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was really. I was like, what the fuck? Like, how did he climb this tree with one hand?
He is a professional football player.
Right. That's true. And that's where he does his best thinking, I guess.
It's up in a tree.
In the dark.
Yeah.
He decides he needs to go home.
Yeah.
So he tells Becca. She's very sad. He's very sad. He leaves.
She says, I have nothing left. I'm done.
What
about, like,
what about all those other guys that you liked?
No, they were nothing. She'd already decided that she was going to pick Clay. No, it's weird. What, like, how overdramatic? You want to know what, though? She might not have even said that at this point in the show.
That's true. But also, like, if you're so upset, maybe stop putting guys into these, like, physical situations where they're, like,
fighting each other.
Gonna get injured.
Yeah, next week they're going to do to the death sword fighting, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe they'll do, what were the games that, okay, whose season was it? It was Rachel's.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They play Viking games.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? There was like the thing with like the greased up stick
that they had to pull on.
Yeah, that was really good.
Because those were all ridiculous games.
Very ridiculous. Like the people that were like the Viking game experts, like, definitely just made all that stuff up. Oh,
yeah.
Up.
Yeah, Viking games weren't ever real either.
Oh, not these ones. They were pretty silly.
Yeah, and that's how the episode ended.
Yeah, no rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Because
half the people broke. So
because Becca was just done. She had nothing left.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
So the show is over.
That's it. So that was Becca's season. She gave up.
She gave up because Clay hurt his wrist.
Yeah. Well, better luck next time, Becca.
All right. I wonder who the next Bachelor is going to be.
We know it's not Richard Marks.
Not Richard Marks.
Maybe it's the guy from Princess Bride.
Oh, maybe.
He's going to play his character, too. He's going to be nasty.
Ugh. What a jerk.
Oh, what a dick. Any other thoughts about this?
No, I mean, I liked... Did you like this episode?
Yeah, I thought it was like... I mean, other than David being a tool, yeah, I liked it.
But I think that's good. It's good to see some people just, like, unravel. Because I think I would have liked David, at first.
Well, he did something, like, skeevy last week like this, too.
He showed up as a chicken, and I liked that about him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now, no, he's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed the episode.
Sad Clay went home. He was nice.
Sad Clay went home. We'll see him in paradise.
You think?
I'm certain.
With a bionic arm?
Or maybe he'll be the next Bachelor.
Because he didn't
get he's a little too mellow, though.
Yeah. I think you're right.
He cares a lot. He's like a very caring person.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd like all of the...
The women
too much. Would never send a woman home. He'd feel too bad about it.
All right, now...
He's just a nice guy.
So we're going to hometowns. I'm going to go to 36 hometowns. It's exhausting. I've been doing this for 3 weeks.
You're gonna meet all of your parents and family. I don't even know all of your names. Yeah, so that was this episode. Do you think Becca's going to find love?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I think that this is just a minor setback that she'll get through.
All right, well, we'll find out.
Next week on
We Trust the process.
Take care.
Good night.